That the Mishnah is mentioning Karen and Shane, and we have to have a loy roi. So now the Gemara just fears eyes. What is the loy roi? Ela parachach loy roi akher shakavanasi lahazik roi ashen shakavanasi lahazik. So again, what's Tash Loi Roi? Loi Roi means if it would only say Loi Roi Ya Karen, if it only said Karen, I would think only Karen is Chayiv, because Kavanah Sila has it. I wouldn't know Shein, Karoi, Shein, Shein, Kavanah Sila has it. Which I don't know, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it comes back to the same problem. We had the problem that if Karen, does Karen have to be Kavanah Sila Hazik or not? The Gemara here, there's no two ways to learn. The Gemara says, if it just said Karen, I wouldn't know Shane. So I say Karen is Chai because Kavanah Sila Hazik. I say, that's not Kavanah Sila Hazik, is part of it. So the Rishash had said that there's a case of Karen that's not Kavanah Sila Hazik. The Rishash on Daf Beis said that you can have a case of Karen that's not Kavanah Sila Hazik. Which case is that? We discussed a few times the case of Kavah D'Achle Imra, of the Kelev that went to eat a live animal, and that's not Kavanah Sila Hazik, and that's Karen. So just Pash Pshat Gemara, it's hard to see how that stims. Loi Roi Karen means if it only said Karen, that's Kavanah Sila Hazik. I would not know Karoi Shein. I wouldn't know Shein, Shein, Kavanah Sila. What do you mean you wouldn't know? If it just said Karen, that includes the case of Kavadach Le'imra. In the case of Kavadach Le'imra, it's not Kavanah Sila Hazik. So I could learn Shein from it. Is only Kavanah Sila Hazik. You mean to say why? Because Tosfos. Yim says Kavanah Sila Hazik is Goyim Haptur. Kavanah Sila Hazik has a second attribute. So I don't know, the only way that I could think of to get out of this is to ask the question, so what if it's Kavanah Sila Hazik? Ask the second question. So what if the animal's Kavanah Sila Hazik? I understand if a human being, if he has Kavanah to be Mazik, he's a bigger Rasha than if he doesn't have Kavanah to be Mazik. But if an animal has Kavanah to be Mazik, why is that a Chumrah? If the animal's a Rasha, it has Kavanah to be Mazik, that's a Chumrah. I have more of a chiyuv shmirah kavanah sila hazik. Once it becomes a mu'ah, you mean? Once it becomes a mu'ah, so learn to have Karen Tam. Right, but is that the teretz? Because it's a mu'ah. Or is the pshat that kavanah, that really what's unique about Karen is that it's mishona. What's special about Karen is that it's Mishona. Is that it's Mishona, it's an unusual thing. This is an unusual thing. So therefore the Nizik doesn't know to watch out. For Shane, which is normal, the Nizik knows an animal comes in, he's got to watch out. But for an animal getting wild, it's not normal. So people always, their animals all over the place. Just like nowadays we have cats and dogs all over the place. Once upon a time they had goats and sheep also all over the place. So maybe the word of Karen is that it's Mishona. You'll ask me, what makes Karen Mishona? The answer is, Kavanah Sila Hazik is what makes it Mishona. It's not normal for an animal to be Mechavan Lahazik. So Kavanah Sila Hazik is just a different words of Mishona. It's a different way of saying that Karen is Mishona. It's a strange thing. And therefore the Nizik doesn't ought to be Machik himself. And therefore we put more responsibility on the owner of the animal. So maybe Kavanasi Lahazik equals Mishonah. In other words, the characteristic is Mishonah. What's Mishonah about it? Kavanasi Lahazik is what's Mishonah about it. So it's really all one thing. It's not two characteristics, Mishonah, Kavanasi Lahazik. The characteristic is Mishonah. That Karen is unusual. I think Gemara says, Loi Roi Keren Shekavanasi Lahazik. The Gemara is explaining what about Karen is Mishonah. What's unusual about an animal here damaging with its horn? The answer is, what's unusual is that animals are usually not Kavanasi Lahazik. And Karen is Kavanasi Lahazik, mean equals Mishonah. That's Mishonah. If you say Taj this way, then the Vart is that it's Mishonah. Kavanasi Lahazik is just another way of saying Mishonah. Then Kavadach Le'imra is also Mishonah. It's Mishonah for a totally different reason. Kavadach Le'imra is Mishonah not because of Kavanasi Lahazik. It's Mishonah because dogs don't usually attack living animals, bigger animals. But it doesn't change Karen. The ik and the kud of Karen is that it's strange, that it's Mishonah. And the Nizik doesn't know to watch out for it. That's the ik. Just 99% of Mishonah by animals is Kavanasi Lahazik. Yeah, maybe it's a case of Kavanasi Limra, maybe it'll come up in another case, they barely ever happen. The typical case of Karen is a case of Kavanasi Lahazik equals Mishonah. But the Vart is Mishonah, not the Vart is Kavanasi Lahazik. Maybe that's a tie. She, no, you're saying no. Why no?
The whole Svar is that Kavanah Ha'azik is more reason for it to be that it's more of a Chayim, and you can't learn out from it Shen. Because Shen is what's Mishonah, so it's more of a Nizik, to be careful. And he's still, and maybe he should be chayiv. If Mazak, you're chayiv in the case of the animal. No, so that's why the Mazak should be part. The Nizik, not the Mazak, by Shein.
We're saying Loi Roi Karen. If it only said Karen, I would say only Karen is chayiv. Because Karen is Mishonah. And that's why you're chayiv, because the Nizik doesn't know what you're after him. So I'm chayiv the Mazak. Mashain Kain Shein. Maybe we'll go with the old Svara that sometimes you say, Alan, is it Klachek as Atzma? So I would say, Shein is Batu. I'm saying that they're a Chavshir. You see, I'm stuck because the Gemara says the word Kavanasi Lahazik, and it can't be exclusive, Kavanasi Lahazik. So therefore, I'd rather say that Kavanasi Lahazik means Mishonah. Just usually, Karen, Mishonah is Kavanasi Lahazik, it's all the same. You have cases where it's something else, but the Nakuda is not Kavanasi Lahazik. Who really cares the animal's Kavana? It's not a Chaymer Lagavi, a human being, because he has animals of Russia. That's not a Chaymer. The Chaymer is that it's Mishonah. Which would make sense if you go with this Mahalach, that the Chiddush that a Mazik has to pay is because there's a Havanina, a Nizik Lahachik, a Zatzman. So then, maybe the Taish Kavanasi Lahazik is Mishonah.
By a Mu'ud, how can a Nizik know?
Why the Nizik, the person walking the street, has to know that the other animals? No, he doesn't. Why the Mazik is chayiv? Since the Nizik doesn't know to watch out, so that's why the Torah is mechayiv the Mazik. Right? Any time, the only tzad to pater a Mazik is because you could say, let the Nizik watch out. So here by Karen, the Torah is mechayiv, because since the Nizik doesn't know, so that's why the Mazik is chayiv. But I couldn't learn shame from that.
Says
that Lori Akaran
does not
have the greatest
Ella Anasa
Miskavenas. So, why do they have to add more words?
Ella
Anasa.
You're talking about whether it's
Kavanasa Logic or not. When they say Ella Anasa. Rashi is describing Shane. Shane is.
It's not
Kavanasa,
that's what we're talking about. We're trying to make a leap from one to the other, whether
so for Karen, so it's very good. So Rashi's trying to show that it's not Mishonah. It's not Mishonah. So it fits well, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it fits well. Rashi's saying that Ein Kavanasi Lahazik, Ella Anasa Miskavenas. Ella, so that's
the
start point. Okay.
Masking.
Rishash is using a kasha. I can't stay with the Rishash. Rishash is a kasha. Anybody doesn't fit, I can't remain with him. I have to find some way to learn the Gemara. Alright, I'm open for other possibilities, but this is at least there's a shtekuma halach, and to explain the Gemara, the Kabbalah Sela has it. Anyway, let's see what the Gemara says. So that's the end of Rav Yehuda's Shita. Again, this whole Gemara is Rav Yehuda explaining Shmuel. The Anamachlek is Rav Shmuel. What's Taich Mave? Shmuel, who's the one that said that Mave is Shein, and Mave is Shein, Shar is, Rav Yehuda said, what's Shar? So Rav Yehuda said, it's Karen. So we finished explaining him. So now the Gemara asks a kasha on Rav Yehuda. The regel, my, Shar Ye. What's with regel? How could you teach our Mishnah that says Karen, Shein, foreign Asian, left out regel? It's not a Dabra Mustaver. My Sharia left it out. And for the Gemara, Kishahizit Chava Mazik Lasuye Rega. Where does it say Kishahizit Chava Mazik? Where does it say Kishahizit Chava Mazik? Huh? No, the Mishnah also says it. Don't
going on that. Otherwise,
how's everybody going in the test? What? Otherwise, it's above. Okay, good. Poshet, I would say, it's going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, because Yehizik Chav HaMazik L'Sharon Teshlumi Nezek, and that's including Regel. The problem is that if you're going to say, because Yehizik Chav HaMazik, and our Mishnah is L'Asuri Regel, then there are five others in the Zikin. The Mishnah says, Arba of this Zikin. The Mishnah says, there are four. So therefore you're answering what's going on in the next mission. So that now you're happy. Now there's Arba Avos Nezikin, huh? So for now you're happy. Well, what's with the, how can I say Arba Avos Nezikin?
It
doesn't fit into the Lashon of the Mishnah to say it from the Mishnah on that base. As we said, it doesn't really fit into the Lashon of the Mishnah. So if it's better, into the Lashon of the Mishnah on that test. I'm asking to that. What are you going to do with the fact that it says Arbav is Nezikin? So you have to say what? That Arbav is Nezikin, that we're talking about on this page, and many more.
With
who? With Rav, I don't have the kasha. With
no,
with when the Mishnah says later, Chav Dalid, but that's not so schwer, because Chav Dalid is it's a wider definition of Nezikin. Right? You say Edom Zayman is one of the Chav Dalid Arbav Nezikin. I understand, I could picture that our Mishnah is talking about Mumayne Amazik. And Edom Zayvimim is a separate gather. Now, if you want to count it as 24, so that's a wider definition of Mazik. But Regel belongs with Shar and Eish and Bar and Shane and Karen. No question, it belongs there. It's really Gemara's next kasha, but it's not your behedim. Gemara shlugs up Rav Yehuda. He says, why didn't it say Beferish? And the Gemara, that's the end of the Gemara. The Gemara blives Shver. Rava disagrees. The Gemara is ending up Shver and Rav Yehuda, that why doesn't the Mishnah say Regel? What I'm adding, really Peshua adds, is Akasha, that why does it say Arba Avos Nezikin? It should say Chamisha Avos Nezikin. It really should say in the Mishnah. Like Shmuel. Like Rav, it's not Shver. It's like Rav, the Mishnah says four. It's a Shar, which is called Milita Shar, and Adam, and Bar and Esh. So that's everything. According to Shmuel, though, the Mishnah says Eish, Bar, Karen, and Shein. It leaves out Regel. L'snaya behedya. It should say it belongs there. It should be Chamisha Avos Nezikin. So the Gemara goes on, Elo Amarava, and it goes on to a second shot in the Mishnah. It does not remain with Rav Yehuda. And Rava says, Tarashah the Raglo, Yamavel Hashenai. And the Mela, everything is good, Vachikama. What was Rabbi Yehuda's shita? The ma'aseh would not ending up like Rabbi Yehuda. But what was Rabbi Yehuda thinking that he left out Rega? What was he thinking that he left out Rega? So Yeshua says b'kitzer, but he says that Rabbi Yehuda held that Shein and Regel are really one mazik. Shein and Regel have totally the same dinim. Right? Eish has different dinim. It's Pater on Tomon, Isha Mishum Chita, Isha Mishum Amainai. Bar has different dinim. It's Pater on Kalim. And Keren has different dinim. It's Chatzi Nezek. And it's Chayavisha Sarabim. But Shein and Regel, really, both of them have exactly the same dinim. Shein is Pater Bishus Sarabim, and Regel is Pater Bishus Sarabim. Shein plays Nezek Shalom Bishus Sayachin, and Regel plays Nezek Shalom Bishus Sayachin. Shein and Regel have no differences between them. So really, is it sad to say that Shein and Regel are the same mazik? It's one mazik, Arba Avos Nezikin. It's really one type of mazik. And that's why it says Arba, because Catholic Shein and Regel is one. And Be'etzem, they're really one. And the truth is not even a separate pasuk, it's the same pasuk. It's two words in the same pasuk. Right? It's one pasuk. And in that pasuk it says two things. It says Shein and it says Regel. The same pasuk with Marba, Ubiya B'stei Acher. Vishalachas Bira, Ubiya Bistayacher, Vishalachas Bira Zu Haragel, Ubiya Bistayacher Zu Hashem. It's all in one pasuk. So why do you have two words? Because it's two different characteristics. Shein is something where it's coming to eat, to have Hanoah, Mazaki eat, any Hanoah. Regel is Derechiluchai. As it goes, it's Mazik. So it's two different characteristics, but. Is it one mazik or two mazik? It sounds just a matter of how do you set up the categories. So it could be Rabbi Yehuda held that really be'etzem Shein and Regel are one category of mazik. So Melech the Mishnah mentioned Mavez or Shein and mentioned Shein. It means Yem and Mazik, which we call Shein and Regel. It's all one mazik of Shein and Regel. Okay, Regel has different characteristics. So I need Lasuyimai. I need something to be marbid. But al kapanim, it's not shver that it's arba avos nezikin because shein and regel be'etzem are one. Rava disagrees. Elo amar Rava, no. Shor l'ragel, imavel l'shein, l'shinai. V'achi kamer, l'raya regel she zeke matzi, k'raya shein zeke matzi, l'raya shein shein ola zeke, k'raya shein ola zeke, they're separate, by stasi, also a separate mazikin. As I said in Pnei Yeshua. The question is, my nafgamina, it's very hard to come up. What's a nafgamina if Shein and Regel are one mazik or Shein and Regel are two mazikim? It's only a nafgamina how you set up the categories. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if there's a nafgamina, but it could be. Yeah. Good. That's what I'm thinking. What's an afghamina? If I'm combining two mazikin into one, is there a case? Is there a case where you can combine Shein and Regel? I was thinking the following case. What would be the din if an animal sees food and wants to eat the food, and in order to get to the food it sticks its mouth through a glass window and it gets to the food, so it breaks a window on the way to getting the food? That's Shein or that's Regel?
Is that right? Shein and Regel, it's not like it's going to fall off
two separate.
Is that
right? First it broke the glass and then
it's one big mice.
So it's two separate things. Yeah. Right, get a better case. Let's say the animal wants to eat fruit, and the fruit is in a basket, and one mice it bites into the basket and the fruit, all in one. Now, I'm assuming animals don't like the taste of baskets. There's no halal azeite from the baskets. But the animal was going to do shame. It was on its way to do shame. And on the way to shame, on the way to halal azeite, it ate a basket also. What mazik is it on the basket? On the food, it's shame. That's for sure. On the basket, what is it? It gives a shame on the basket. It's not regel. What's regel? Regel is derech iluchai. It was on its way to having anah. No, it's derech iluchai of shame.
What happens if it did one bite then?
What? One bite. On both. That's what I'm asking you. That's how you go about having anah.
Right, so it's
one mice, and therefore, what should it be? The shame is lahanasa, and the basket part?
It's part of shame.
Oh, so you're assuming that shame is chayiv even if it doesn't have anah. You're assuming shame doesn't require anah. The Maisa was Lahanasa. The Maisa, the animal's bite, it bit the fruit and it bit the basket. So biting the fruit was Lahanasa. Biting the basket was... So what is that? That you say that Shein? If the Torah is only Mechayev Shein and not Regal.
Yes.
If it was only Shein, you say Chayev on the basket. There's no Hanah for eating the basket.
Like a wax fruit and it tries to eat the fruit.
It's like a wonder. As much thing as that. What is that fake fruit?
Some of the food is spoiled, right? So you say that the animal loves that fruit because
the animal doesn't like it, you mean?
So the answer is that's also it's coming from Hanah, even though it doesn't do Hanah.
Could you prove that? That would be what you're saying and what Yaki is saying is really the same type of thing, two versions. He's saying, what happens if I have fake fruit? So I was walking down the street, it sees fake fruit, and it thinks, oh, I like grapes, so it bites into it, but it's plastic grapes. So assuming the animal doesn't like the taste, it spits out the grapes. So that's shame? Would you say that's shame? There's no anola as egg, right? What do you say?
I mean,
it's hard to prove one way or the other.
The whole animal is shame, right?
No, live animals don't eat live animals. That's what's carrying.
The hanah for the eating was shame, right?
The Rosh said that once it dies, you finish eating it, it's shame.
Right, so you count the whole animal as shame. Even though it is ruining the wool, it's ruining the. And then it doesn't get hanah from the.
Who said? But you can't prove that. The Rosh only said when it eats the meat, it's shame. Let's say.
Is it a dead sheep?
It's a dead sheep, and it eats side of the wool inside, and it doesn't like wool. That's the same question. It's no difference wool and meat, or basket and grapes, or... No, it's definitely not, because the money you save, we're going to have later in the Gemara, you pay even Bishus Arab. Even Bishus Arab, Shane is Potter. What?
It
means the animal went for its hanah, not for the owner's hanah. The animal difference, if the animal rubs its back against the wall, the owner doesn't save anything. I'm not so sure.
So the basket, the basket of fruit. If the basket was closed and he went to bite the basket, then he happened to get run off at the basket of fruit.
If it went, I mean, it didn't know that this basket, it didn't know this fruit there, and I said, I don't know. So I don't know what the question is. If biting a basket is Karen, then it's Karen. If Lamaisa ended up having anah, that wouldn't be, no, but that's Mishunah, it would be
possible.
So therefore it should be Karen. Karen, but it's not Mishunah for an animal to bite into fruit, what looks like fruit. It's not Karen.
So goes Maskana.
So goes Maskana back to the animal got anah? I'm not sure. I'm asking you, alright. We can clear Does keren, does shein depend on the animal's brain, that it thinks it's going to get hanah? Or does it depend on the animal's mouth, or back, whatever, where, if it's around the animal's mouth, then it actually gets hanah? I'm assuming, I think on Daf Yotes we're going to have such a shiloh. I'm assuming that it has to be shein, it has to get hanah. I'm assuming that that's so. May not be right. I think that's hanah, yesh hanah, let's say. Unless the fruit is no hanah. So it should be part of it.
I have
to
watch
it.
I have to know that
Behemoth
wants apples or
seasons.
Right? So
next week
he's going to want to go for the grapes. So if
I
take the
circus
and
peel
out the decorations, I should know that
the Behemoth
is going to want
to go. It's exactly the opposite. I'm Potter. The Nizik should know. Right? Shein is Potter B'Shusur Avim. We do say Elohim is the Glash. Should say Yachid. So when it reaches Yachid, so I have to be careful. Now, what did the animal do that's Machayev me? Did it do Shein and have Dine Shein? Did it do Karen and have Dine Karen? Or maybe it's Dine. I would think that it's really a combination of Shein and Regel. In the case of the basket, you see, the plastic fruits, we're going to have to, I don't know, it's a little more complicated. But let's say in the case where the animal goes to eat food and there's a basket there, and it bites into the basket. I would think that's a derech hiluchai of Shein. Right? What is Regel? Regel is, it's walking normally, and as it walks, it steps on stuff. So there's a derech hiluchai of Shein. Shein means it eats, animals eat. Now, what do? Animals don't peel a banana, they bite into a banana. Animals don't unpack the basket, they bite into a basket. That's derech, I'm assuming it's normal for animals, their fruit in a basket, I'm pretty sure it's normal, they bite into the basket. If it's mishuna, then it's a different story. But I'm assuming animals will bite into the whole thing. And if they're going to bite into the whole thing, so it's sort of a combination of Shein and Regel. It's a derech hiluchai of Shein. No?
No,
the glass window, though, the title was that it's two separate things. It's like, that would be like an animal's walking this food there and it's on its way to get it. So that is more mustavi than it's regular chudei. Because every animal walking in the street walks for a purpose. It's either walking because it's pulling a wagon, or it's walking to go home, or it's walking wherever it's walking. So if it's walking towards food, that would be the same as walking to pull a wagon. If it's two separate mice, and that I certainly could hear. But where it's all one mice, that's a combination of regal and shame. So, l'chaira, that would bring us back to our shaylif. If regal and shame are two different mazikin, and you can only be mechayiv if it's both, and they're two different mazikins, so it comes back to our shayla at the beginning of this man. If it's both, but it's not regal, it's not shein, or it's not shar, and it's not bar, it's not eish and not bar, you have a fire in a bar, so that goes back to our old shayla. However, if you learn that shein and regal is really one mazik, is one mazik of the things that animals do normally, shein and mishum. Now it happens to be that for practical reasons we give it two categories. A category of things animal does because it has hanah, and things an animal will do because it's derech hiluchai. But it's really all one. If it's really all one, if regular shein is really one, like the Yeshua learns, or seems to learn in Rav Yehuda, then there'd be no question, I think, that if an animal is biting into a basket to eat food, Hayyos, that's a normal thing. That is this mazik of Shein v'Regel. Because what it did was Shein v'Regel. It went to Havanah, and on its way, it did a normal thing, which is to bite something which is in the way of its Hanah. So I would think it's all one.
The Pasuk says both. But it's not.
So you're saying that it should be two mazikim in the first place. You're saying there should be two mazikim in the first place, which, all right. So you're starting off with the Pesachos Shemirah and Rav Yehuda. Well, what I mean to say is that in Tzolaimi you'll be masking that there are two ways trying to come up with a nafkamina. Maybe this is a nafkamina in a case where you have one ma'isa which is only a mazik after the Torah was megala both. So if you need the Torah should megala both, then it's sort of a new mazik. If it's all one mazik, then it would be all the same exact mazik.
Why can't you just say that the Torah is Hatzuba with Karen Makadish, the regal in, that's
was like, not only is there a type of shame that's entire, that when there's hana, that there's even a type of regla of shame, and there's no hana. That is, we consider regla, but it's really the Torah's Makadisha, that it's one.
So you're rephrasing that, making it to one man.
The Mela doesn't come down. You don't need a Nafkimina, the Nafkimina itself is regla.
No, but we have an extra word. We learn that.
Okay,
no,
that's
fine.
I would
say that Nakuda, I'm not concerned. I'm asking to. I'm concerned with the Yaitzimit of Arayno, if it's one or two. I don't know, with eating plastic fruits, I'm not so sure that it's totally the Shaila. Could be eating plastic fruits or spoiled fruits that it doesn't like. Could be, I don't know. I'll be the Din. It's not Mishunah, so it can't be Karen. So what could it be? If it's not this, it'll be Potter. You think if an animal eats fake fruits, it'll be Potter like that? I mean. The Rashi, though, at that point, is trying to make the chilik between Kavanos and Lahazik. And La'anasa Miskaven is trying to make that distinction, whether that defines Shane as opposed to if it didn't end up having Ano. I'm not sure, because Rashi wasn't that's not the sugya that Rashi had to be aimed on. The Gemara's Lashon, just like you're bringing right from the Rashi's Lashon, the Gemara's Lashon is Yesh Ano La'azekai, which sounds like B'payel this Ano to the Mazik. So right, so I don't know. I'm not sure what the bottom line is with the plastic grapes, but
all
right. It's mashmash that really the same as it.
Yeah.
All along.
Okay.
So that would be a geshmaka way of understanding Rabbi Yehuda, and. Gemara doesn't answer it. Vice says the Gemara, I don't know. Elamar Rava, Vice says Rava's not happy with him. Maybe it's not the derech of a Tana to lump them together, or maybe he's not happy with the word Mava meaning both. Yeah.
Maybe not happy because it's not
Zega
Matzah.
They're
both
Matzah. Just one's more Matzah than the other, like he says. But they're both relatively Matzah. The Gemara says. Shein ein ezekah matzui, it means ein ezekah matzui compared to regla. But it's ezekah matzui, it's not sure. Okay, at any rate, so the Gemara goes on. V'keren ma'i, shairei. According to Rava, that it counts, Rava's pshat and shmuel, that it counted bar eish, shein and regla, it left out keren. So the Gemara, she's a chob ha'mazik, lasuye keren. In fact, the Gemara l'snayu behedya. So Gemara here has a good terrace to divide. The mu'adim mitchilas on kamayri, the tamul b'sod mu'adim loy kamayri. Karen is a whole different category. Karen is a parsha of tam. And when we say arba avos nazikin, we're talking about the category of mazikin that are mu'adim mitchilas. End of Shmuel. So the Gemara finished teaching Shmuel. So how do we end up? We have. It sounds like the maskon is like Rava. So we have like Shmuel that mave shame. And Shor is regal. Tell me if you look at the Mishnah, is I don't know if it goes with Rav or Shmuel. Usually by Mominus, the Maskana we say like Shmuel. So the Maskana should be, I didn't look at the Mishnah. But if you look at the Mishnah, it should say by Mavah Shein, and by Shor it should say regal. If by Shor it says Karen, it's a Kasha, because it doesn't seem to be the Maskana, it's like Gemara. Maskana seems to be that it's regal. So now we go back to Rav. Shmuel my Tama Layama Karav. Why didn't he say Adam? Amalach, Isakadai Tach Adam. Hakatani Sefer Shar Mu'ud Shar Mazik Rishus Anizik Veha Adam. Says Adam separately. Felisni Bereisha. Why did it leave it out? Biniski Mamin Kamari. Biniski Gufa Lai Kamari. Right, that we understand very clear. Adam is a separate category. So if you count the Chav Dalar Avos Nazikin, you'll count Adam. If you count the Dalar Avos Nazikin, it's only counting Mamin. For Rav Nami, Yaktani Adam Seifa, Amlach Rav, Ahulam Ichshevei Bahadei Muadim Udasa, to count it together with all those that pay Nezek Shalom. Umay Loi Harei Achikam. This is the hard line of Rav. My loy haray, yachi kamen. Loy roy shar. This is the very difficult line in Rav. How to teach it? Loy roy shar means if the Torah only said shar, I would say you have to pay the shar as mazik because it's mishal masakayfer. But karei adam shei mishal masakayfer. But I would think adam a mazik is potter. Very, very strange. There would be such a havamina that if a human being is mazik, he's potter, and if his animal is mazik, he's chayiv. So it's kamat yefshe to understand, even though we're going to get into taisis or kaifer, but pashup shat in the Gemara, I find it impossible to really understand why there could be a havamina that shor. I mentioned this the last time when we started this again. I don't understand. How can it be a havamina that if you dig a bar and your bar is mazik yichayev? If you light a fire and your fire is mazik yichayev? If you let your animal go and he's mazik yichayev? And if you take a hammer and you break someone's window, you're potter. Could be a, they may understand that.
Huh?
I think so. That's what loy roy means.
I don't know that Adam is not a fire and fire.
Well, Tysus is going to say because Kim Levi the Rabbi Mine. Well, at least at one shot in Tysus. What the Gemara means to say is once Lefiha MS, Adam is Pater and Kaif. So Adam has a certain aspect of Kula, which I can't understand what the aspect of Kula is, like Abishar. Takara to understand. And therefore I would say only Shar is Chayiv and Adam is Pata Lagamri.
Well, where did this Kula come from?
What, the Kula of?
The Pasuk says that we have a mute that Adam is not Chayiv and Kaifer.
Adam is not Chayiv and Kaifer, why? And Kaifer Yusha Salav. Falayala Adam. So it's a mute. Okay.
So, I mean,
the higher one, not quite from another Mazikim. We're saying now that I wouldn't know other Mazikim.
So, I
wouldn't know Adam. If the Torah is Mechayiv, Eish, and Bar, and Shar, I wouldn't know Adam and Mazik. That's what the Gemara is saying.
If Adam is Potter and everything,
why would he need a special Potter for Kaifer? Maybe because Kaifer is a whole new Parsha. It creates a new Chiyiv, so maybe I think it creates a Chiyiv on Adam. You're not helping me. You're making it more difficult. I want to try to make it better.
I'm
I understand. You're saying there's a problem anyway, because in this hypothetical world where Adam is Pata Lagamri, so what are you telling me? He's Pata from Kaifer. He's Pata from everything.
Right.
As you said. I understand. So I don't know. I'm stuck. How to deal with the Gemara. All right. Go on with the kasha. I don't know. This is a problem. Some will find somebody who answers it somewhere. But in the meantime, we'll take what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Adam is kal, has a kula, because Adam does not pay kaifer. And the reverse, like why Adam shechay bar ba devarim, koray hashar shem bayar devarim. It only said the parsha of Adam, which is chay tzar ripui shavus and baishes. I wouldn't know shar, which is part of tzar shavus shem shakam hazik. Period. Taisus is say the kasha. Taisus karay Adam. Before we get into the whole Reb Reuven, just push pshat and taisus, okay? Karay Adam shem misham as hakayfa hikshu iva. My chumra hizu. What does it mean? My chumra hizu. Why is that a chumra of shar over Adam? My chumra hizu. Hadei misham as hakayfa misham the king leiv derabine. You know why you don't pay kaifer? It's not because Adam is cow. It's because Adam is chamor. Kim lev d'ram minei. So that's why he doesn't pay kaifer. So what does Tesis mean in his kasha? I lemaisa hitaka doesn't pay kaifer. Lemaisa hitaka doesn't pay kaifer.
Kaifer is not chayv. I can't be mechayv.
Well, Oh, so that would be a nice pshat. If pshat is, we learned in dinim of kamleib d'rab minei, the shitas Rashi later in Bava Kama, Rashi shita and kamleib d'rab minei is that be'etzem there is a chiyuv of both. Be'etzem you are chiyuv of both. Just it's a din in Be'ez din, mishum risha achas ata mechaiva, yi ata mechaiva, mishum shtei rishas. It's such a din in Be'ez din, that Be'ez din can't be mechaiva you both. But really, you're chaiva both. If somebody burns down someone else's house on Shabbos, so we say, kim lebi derab minei, it's chaiva misa for making the setting of fire, assuming there's a misakin somehow, and he's potter on tashlumin. Right. Somebody is driving a car on Shabbos, and he pushes on the gears and he bangs into your parked car. So if he's a yid, the mazik is a yid, so he's potter from paying. Why? Because he was driving on Shabbos, pushing the gears pedals in Malacha Deraisa. So he's chayav misa for driving. So Mimela, the fact that he damaged your vehicle, he's potter kablei d'ramin. So Rashi Shita is. That really is chayiv. It's Rashi Shita is more mustaver. Rashi holds that really be'etzem is a chiyuv. So halacha in bezdin can give two punishments for one thing. But be'etzem there is a chiyuv. What? And that's where Rashi holds in shemayim yechayiv and tfisa helps for kumlig the rami le'elai Rashi. The Ritva argues. The Ritva nakis and afbeis disagrees with Rashi. The Ritva says that Mshad and Kamlei D'Ramminei is that the smaller Einish is Nichlal and the bigger Einish. Whatever the Rabbanu Shloilam wanted, that a person should be punished for doing this, the small Einish is Nichlal and the big Einish. This Taisvis in the Kasha fits much better with Rashi. As Rad, he's asking, Hiksheriva, my Chumrizu, what's the Chumri? Don't pay Kai for Kamlei D'Ramminei. And Rashi, it's very Geshmak. It's not a chumrah that you don't pay kaifer. That's a yichayif kaifer. Just kim levi the rabbi minei. And since kim levi the rabbi minei, therefore we're not going to make you pay. Because you're getting a worse einish. We're not mechayif you too. But bad son. There's just as much a chiyah as it is by shah. So this is a good kasha. But then we have to understand this is teretz. The teretz. The shaygeg nami potter mit the tonet vechizki. And for the Riva, Shaygig is also Pater. Because Tanat Vechiskiya, that Shaygig is Pater. That Chayve Misa Shaygig is Peturim Minei Ainsham. That. So what does Tesis mean in the Teretz? That. That what?
That there's no Chiyiv.
That there's no Chiyiv Be'etzem. Why?
Because the Shaygig is being Chayv and everything.
Because since by Shaygig. So it's Tesis Teretz. That Eve, Tesis Teretz, was better like the Ritva.
Even though what happens is the Shaykh, we're not being Mechayim, anything, we're still not being Mechayim, it must be, there's no.
No Chiyabat. Teretz is that since even B'Shaykh is part, there must be, there's no Chiyabat on every commonly ground. Like Tanat Vechiskiya.
No, on the case of Kaifer.
Lachar, it should be everyone. Alright, I'll call upon him here by here. If you're gonna say that Bezin can't be Mechayev too, the way we said till now, and Bezin is a Chiyev, then by the Shaygeg, where Bezin is not Mechayev the one, then there should be a Chiyev of the second. Since by Shaygeg Bezin is not Mechayev the one, and it's still not Mechayev Kaifer, so therefore that's a Kula of us. Theory.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm not sure. The way I would understand Tesis Teretz better is like this, that Tesis Kasha was come live the rabbi, and the smaller Einish is Nichlal and the bigger Einish. So Kaifer like the Ritva Shita, Kaifer is Nichlal and Misa. Kaifer is Nichlal and Misa. And for Taisvus, no, you're Pater even when you don't get Misa. So you can't tell me Kaifer is Nichlal and Misa. So, and you're still Pater, so it must be a Kula of Adam. Adam is more Kal than an animal. But if the bottom line is your potter, that's not a kasha. Bottom line is your potter, so it's a kula of Adam. If bottom line your potter, it's a kula of Adam. Vaymeri, the la perchi cloud, the lay mifta mishum kimlay the rabnine, the re sheet, and not like the riva, the re is the chiddish. So re says there's no ptur of kimlay the rabnine. If a person kills another person, it's chayav nisa. There's no ptur on kaifer because of kimlay the rabnine. So stay on the re. So the Re needs an explanation. Doesn't explain himself. And that's where all the Mefarshim here come in to try to understand why. We know we have a rule, B'chala Terakula, Kim Levi D'Rabba Minei. So the Re comes and says an exception. This is a case where we don't say Kim Levi D'Rabba Minei. If a person kills someone else, so there's a Chi of Misa for killing, and a Chi of Kaifer, if there would be a Chi of Kaifer of Mammon, we would not take him like the rabbi day, we take at least and he pays kaifer. So, why? Why is this different than every kim like the rabbi day? Why is it different if someone who burns down someone's house is on Shabbos? Then he's part because of kim like the rabbi day? And why is it different if he kills somebody from paying kaifer because of kim like the rabbi? The pasuk of Olav. Brings a pasuk. That's the Re's proof. In other words, that proves the Re. And since you need a pasuk to see the night, if I say there will be a chiyuv, so it's really a kasha on the Gemara. Why don't we say kim lo yidurami rechina? So the Maram says that the rule of kim lo yidurami rechina is exclusively in situations where two different mechayvim fall into the same meisim. We have two totally different mechayvim. And they come into the same case. For example, someone burns down someone else's house on Shabbos. There's one parasha in the Torah of Shabbos. There's one parasha in the Torah of Mazik. Kimlev the Rabbi Mine is when the two come together in one case. Then we say Kimlev the Rabbi Mine. We say that we're only mechayiv him for the bigger aveira and not for the smaller aveira. That's the parasha of Kimlev the Rabbi Mine. However, where there are two punishments for one Maisa, where it's not two different things that come together, but this is one Maisa which gets two punishments. If a person kills somebody, he gets Misa for killing, plus he has to pay Kaifa for killing the person. That's all one Be'etzem. If it's all one Be'etzem, we don't say Kim Lev D'Rabbi. Because that's the Chochmas HaTorah said that for this one thing you get two punishments. You don't say Kimlei D'Rabbi. Kimlei D'Rabbi Minei is where the Torah said on Shabbos you get Misa, one parasha. Said that if you're Mazik you pay is the second parasha. No, I have Eichet Pimtzah where they came together. But if the Torah said for this one Misa you get two punishments, there's no Kimlei D'Rabbi Minei. As far as Pashut, let's say somebody eats Nevelim. So what's his punishment? He has Asra. What's the punishment for the Veilu? Huh? It's Malchus, right? How many Malchus does he get? 39. Could he say, that's too rishis, you're giving me two punishments. I should get one, what are you giving me, you're hitting me 39 times? Hit me once. You hit me once, you can't hit me a second time. It's too ancient. Teretz says, it's ridiculous. Malchus is one Einish that you get for eating the Veil. 39 Malchus is one Einish. Zakta Maram, it's really the same thing. If the Torah says, let's say the Torah would say, if you eat the Veil, you get two punishments. You get Malchus and you have to pay. You have to pay Knas. So there's no King Leder Ami. That's what the Chochmas HaTorah said. For this one Maisa, you get two punishments. In Cain, if there would be a parsha of kaifer by Adam, I wouldn't say Kim Lev D'Rabbi Minei. Because I would tell you, say, this is what the Torah was driving through. The Torah said, if someone killed Reuven, kills Shimon, his punishment is Miso Mammon. It's all one. There's no kin like the rabbi. If the Torah said the Farish, this is your punishment, so then that is the punishment. If the punishment are these, is that you get these two things together. That's not two punishments. That's all one big punishment of, let's say a Kayin marries a Grusha. Kayin marries a Grusha. So what happens to him? So now he becomes a Chalal. Right? Now he can't eat Truma. He can't take money for Pidyon HaBen. His child is a Chalal. You can call that three Einshin. It's one thing. You become a Chalal. A Taicha Chalal has five consequences. So all the five consequences apply. It's not two Einshin. The Torah said, if you do this, you get this bunch, this package of a punishment. It's one package. For one package, there's no Kamalei the Rabbi. It's very Gishmak Asvara. The only time you say Kamalei the Rabbi is where two different Einshim come together in one case. That's the Maram's explanation of the Rit. The Nachlas David, later on Daf Chof Beis, quoted here at Reuven Brisa, says in Svara of Aistasi's Maskim, but he says there are three situations in Shas that don't stim with the Maran. There are three places that we find in Shas, Kim Lev D'Rabmine, in a situation where in L'chaira it's two punishments for one Maisa. One is chayvel b'chaveira. If someone is chayvel someone else, if someone hits someone, he's over on a lav of lo yosef. There's a lav, you're not allowed to hurt people. You're not allowed to hit people. Lo yosef la kosa, you're not allowed to hit him what he doesn't deserve. The halachi is that if you massacre someone, you pay. Chayvel b'chaveira, you pay. Why don't you get malchus? It's only because of Kim Levi the Rabbi. It's only because we don't give two Einshim. The Torah said that you give Mammon. So we understand the Torah saying you don't give Malchus. So Frekta Nachlas David, why are you saying come live the Rabbi name? Why are you saying come live the Rabbi name in such a case? It's one case that has a package of punishments. If you hit someone, it's a lav for which you pay. So why don't you get Malchus and pay at the same time? Why don't you consider it one?
Every time,
the
only time you say this
Torah around
is that when you have two
Einshim,
and it doesn't
say
two Einshim.
Of course,
Torah said
because
they
can live.
Well, they can
live. Every single Torah has a lot. It's automatic.
Yeah, every single
Torah has a lot.
Malchus is not automatic. It's automatic. It's like Torah
table that says give Malchus. Every lav is Malchus. Every lav that fits the criteria is Malchus.
That's like Torah says give Malchus these two.
But it doesn't. When Torah says a lav, it's not saying you get Malchus. The Gemara is saying you would get Malchus, you'd have to come like your Amine.
If the Tariq come out, they give another Amine. That's the Tariq's Tariq.
But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says because they come like your Amine.
That's why
you're supposed to
come like. It's not like the case of the Maram.
Why? Because the Maram's case, the Tariq set out the word Misa and set out the word Teshlum. Masha'en came. Here, maybe a lav is different. So Torah didn't spell out Malchus.
When the Maram is saying that the Torah comes along and says, forget something, of course you don't say this Torah thing, that's what the Maram is saying.
I have to think about what you're saying. The saying is that when the Torah says, Loi Yosef, the Torah didn't spell out Malchus Behedya. Even though if a Lamdin looks at the word Loi, he sees Malchus. Even though Lamech sees the word Loi, he sees Malchus, but there's some exceptions. There's some Lois that don't get Malchus. Hashem Meister doesn't get Malchus. So maybe a Lav that has other Einshim, it's Takachu, it's not the same as the Maram.
Why would you say that? You could just say that
the Maram is saying that you always do say Kim Lev D'Rabbeinu, except where you're stuck, because the Torah told you in Farish that you get two Einshim. So then we understand Chachmas HaTorah is Geizer to Ein Shein. So he's saying that would really answer all three cases of all three kashas Nachas Dovid. Nachas Dovid asks from three cases. They're all Lavin. He asks from Chevel B'Chaveiroi, where you don't get Malkus because of Kamli D'Ramine. He asks from Edim Zaymimin. Edim Zaymimin are over on a Lav of Masana B'Reyacha Eid Shaker. But what punishment do they get? Kasha Zama. And the Gemara says in Makis that they don't get both because of Kamli D'Ramine. And Maitzi Shemra. Maitzi Shemra also, there's Tashlumin and there's no Malkus because of Kamli D'Ramine. All three, what's the Lav by Maitzi Shemra? The Lav. Maitzi Shemra means he said something about her, he spread rumors about her. So, all three are Lavim. And the Nachas Dovid asked from all three Lavim that there are all three cases where, if you understand the Lav to be Malkus, it's not two situations which came together. It's one situation. And that's Nachas Dovid's Kasha on the Maram, that by you should not say, come live the Rav Minim. That's the Nachas Dovid Shverakai. Then those three cases, Chayvah B'Chaveirei, Eidin Zaymin, Maitzi Shemra, this is Nachas Dovid's Kasha on the Maram. Now, what you're saying is that maybe a Lav is different. Because a Lav, you're not forced. That's what you're really saying. You're not forced to say you got Malkus. The Torah didn't spell it out. By giving a person Nisa and Tashlumin, you're forced. The Torah gave to Einstein. By a Lav, maybe not.
All right.
I'll tell you the truth. It's a quarter to. Rav Ruvain's Teres takes a long time. Your Teres is simpler. So at least for today, we'll stick with it. And let me think about it till tomorrow. Okay.